11 o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch begins now.
It's great to talk with Derek Blakeslee. Great to that he snuck in his latest victory lap on Jordan Love.
Yeah, I missed that part. But we had the college football discussion, and it's bothered me the last couple days. Obviously, Packer victory suffocated that yesterday. And it does, to put a bow on this bow. So I've already bowed it.
You're bowing
I'm gonna bow
up.
It again and then move on.
Double bow.
Double bow it up. The whole scenario is a great example of when leadership leaves voids.
You're right.
And a vacuum. Everything just becomes a blank show. And it's a blank show. The fact that you're looking at, you don't have any clue who's going to be playing in bowl games, who's going to even be on your roster, what you have to pay, what you don't, So get your blank together. Have somebody from the Fox ESPN battle lines that have been drawn. Organize it, get your rules in place, and let's move on with our lives so that we can try to get this thing as fluid as you can moving forward. Thank you very much. Let's move on.
All right. Before we move on, can I ask one follow-up question?
But I double boat.
You
I
did.
Double
but
boat.
This is not.
Now
this isn't
a triple bow.
This. No. Oh, no. No. God, this is not. This
I
is
don't triple bow that good.
This is bow adjacent. Okay.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not within the tie-up.
The name sticker to Tausch from Jason.
Maybe.
Did you guys? Did you guys see that billiard shot that I put up on Twitter?
No, we were busy talking to Derek at the time, so
it
we were
is
focused on the show.
I saw it in my mind. My mind literally was blown. I used to love Minnesota Fats in the old nine ball games. This shot that this cat pulled, I don't even know if it's legal. That's how good it is. All right, continue.
Okay, I will look at it. I was focused on the interview with Derek Blakeslee, but who is Leon, and how long was he like? Wasn't there like a beer campaign or some sort of advertising campaign where there was a guy named Leon? And I vaguely remember this from my youth. But who is Derek talking about? I got a lot going on right now. There was a guy that committed and then he was gone. And what?
An edge rusher from Syracuse entered the portal, loved Luke Fickell, loved what the staff had to offer, agreed to come to Wisconsin. It sounds like there was an NIL agent that then got involved and got more money somewhere else, and he decided to decommit within a 12-hour window. That's, in essence, what happened to put a triple bow on this college football deal.
All right. So we move on because you can't quadruple bow, which I still don't think that was bow-worthy. I just was curious who that was.
Yeah, I got it.
Not within the packaging of the Pandora's box. I did get a lesson yesterday in you're old and young people don't always get your references. I am happy to report that John Runyon, whose father was playing in the NFL at the time of this, got the playoffs reference when I showed it to him on my phone. He's like, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yep.
Josh Myers, who's playing the best football of his career, also was familiar with it.
Okay.
Tucker Kraft, who at the time of Jim Mora's spiel in Indianapolis was one.
Why did Jesse not hit the button? Tucker Kraft comes up, the button gets
hit. Jason didn't finish his thought yet.
I wasn't done.
Let him finish his sentence.
Okay. Right.
He had no idea what the hell that was.
Many people would say that rant was in the Mount Rushmore of rants.
It is, right? And that was actually what I was going to ask
you. So he
you,
should.
Although not
Tucker
under those.
Tucker should know that.
You think he should just know all Mount Rushmores?
Yes. Anything Mount Rushmore-able, Tucker Kraft needs to know.
What are the four Mount Rushmore archaeological dig locations?
He's got one. He's got one.
Have
right
we asked Tucker
backyard.
If he's ever gone to one of those digs? I hear it's what everybody does out there.
Jason, next time you ask him, I'd love for you to find out if he knows what I'm talking about the archaeological
I will,
dig
all right,
in
so,
South Dakota.
So Tucker has been, he's got some Tom Mulhern stand-up guy award potential. Like he
really?
This
season?
I think that might be slightly premature, But that reminds me, I got to get the
Jordan
ballots
loves
out.
Getting it. Jordan's going to win it this
year. I got to figure out who. I put it out for nominations. So I have no. I just take the nominations. I'm just the secretary and treasurer.
You're the CFP.
No.
Oh, Jordan Love's been pretty good.
Is there a committee that does this?
No, this is going to be a committee that does it. Yeah.
First of all, I'm not grifting. This costs me money to buy the trophy every year.
Davante Adams is Alabama.
Nobody said anything about grifting.
Yeah, that's what the CFP. Yeah,
Who's the Alabama of this?
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams. He's going to win this year, even though he doesn't play for the team anymore. Mm-hmm. His fourth title. So anyway, I was talking to Tucker. He's very good. I actually went the route, instead of the archaeological dig during our conversation, I went the Jason Eck reference, which, by the way, big dub for the Vandals, Tausch's old buddy, beating Southern Illinois in overtime to advance.
Salukis.
2017.
Big win game for them. But as I was writing my story for the State Journal about playoffs, because Matt LaFleur had said a couple weeks ago, I don't want to go Jim Mora on you, and then I almost had him on the imitation. I was thinking, what are the other great rants? Because I wanted to include a couple of other examples in my story. And so the two that I chose from the NFL were, you play to win the game. You play to win. You don't play to just play
Denny
it.
Green's R.I.P. Denny Green, he's in there.
I literally said, I used two. The other one was, they are who we thought they were. We let them off the hook.
It's a great rant.
Yep.
It's my favorite rant.
Are those the clear-cut three, and then when we put together a Mount Rushmore, is there a four? Like, there's certainly practice.
Mike Singletary.
We talk about practice. Right, yep. But that's not
Mike
NFL.
Mike Singletary's in there. I want winners.
Can't win
them. Winners.
Can't coach them. Can't do it.
The best quote, though, unfortunately, I can't remember the name of the coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The greatest punch line of all time about and wanting the execution
John McKay.
Of his team. Johnny Mack.
What do you think of
greatest.
Your team's execution?
Wasn't
I'm in favor of it.
Too quiet. Too quiet. Otherwise, that would have been the other one. So those are your goats when it comes to ranting. And Dennis Green needs to be in there. Jim Mora needs to be in there.
Yeah.
I think after that, I think it's open for debate. Herms is good.
I'm a man. I'm 40. Did you get Gundy in there?
I did not. I just went NFL.
That's
and
a
I only
good one.
I didn't want to turn it into a power rankings, if you will.
Why not?
So I wanted to reference a few others because I did feel a little bit old that I was able to find someone who had no idea what that was. Like, Tucker was one when it happened. So I get it. But, all right, speaking of power rankings, it's time for Power Rankings Tuesday. We will do that coming up next. If you were to power rank lawyers, you know who I've got at the top of my list. It's David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices. Check out gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about all their lawyers, about the history. 35-plus years here in Wisconsin fighting for people that have been seriously injured in accidents. And you can also find out about all the great things they do in our communities. I'm seeing David's face throughout Green Bay now. I drive by a Tausch and Gina Della billboard, and then the next one I see, David Gruber, one call, that's all. And if you need that legal representation, it does just take that first one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Power Rankings Tuesday is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
Another example of old school that doesn't translate to the younger generations. Our girl's not fans of the Snow Miser and the Heat Miser.
He's better than Charlie Brown.
Stop action animation. Before we get to Power Rankings Tuesday, some breaking news from the National Football League.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
Ian Rappaport informs us that Giants coach Brian Daboll tells reporters that quarterback Tommy, don't call me Danny, don't call me Bobby, DeVito.
Tommy.
Will remain the starter for Monday night against the Packers, even with Tyrod Taylor back practicing. Now, Tausch, you've told us about the perils of a trap game here. I do find myself wondering if Tyrod Taylor, if he's healthy, how long of a leash Tommy DeVito might have if he doesn't play well early. But this is the world of quarterbacking when you don't know what the heck you're doing and you've got injuries and the guy you paid was not even playing well before he got hurt. I'm not sure there's a whole heck of a lot of difference between if Tommy DeVito plays or Tyrod Taylor plays.
Agree? I would tend to agree. And Tommy DeVito's won a couple games, even though their offense has been really bad. But they have, 2 weeks off? I think they just came off of a bye. So the Giants are going to – I think you're going to get the Giants' best shot. They're going to be the freshest. But if you give up a ton of points to a Tommy DeVito, no offense to Tom – but if you give up a ton of points to Tommy DeVito, the Joe Barry parade that we threw him the last couple weeks will be long gone because this offense, they're not very good.
Time now for Power Rankings Tuesday.
A new high watermark for 2023.
Yeah, I would have expected this.
Heck yeah. All right, Tausch.
Head of the Lions.
A team to beat the NFC North, according to some, weekdays 2 to 4 or 5.
All right, Tausch.
Start us at the top of the list.
Oh, so you want me to go? Okay.
I want you to go.
That was, yeah.
All right, where were they last week when they finished? 17?
The Green Bay Packers 1 week ago were 17th in ESPN's NFL Nation Power Rankings.
I have them up at their old quarterback's number. I think they're number 12 on the year. That's where I got it.
Jason, too high, too low, or just right?
As much as I would love to be Goldilocksing it, I am going to say that they are unlucky number 13, because there's so many good AFC teams that they're in the playoff picture, but they're pushed down.
All right, let's start the mountain climber. Number one, the San Francisco 49ers. Fresh off a win against number two, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep, I agree with that still.
Yep. Number three, your number one seed in the AFC as of today, the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number
Miami
three.
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. They had a bye this week. Number five, how about them Cowboys? Thursday night special.
I'll give you that. Okay.
Number six, the Detroit Lions.
Boy, isn't it funny that we all year said that the NFC stinks and they got four of the top six teams.
Four of the top six, yep. Number seven, fresh off a loss at Lambeau Field, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's got to be the lowest they've been in a long time. Number eight, just lost their quarterback last night and a football game.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Number nine, the Buffalo Bills, who have a 500 record, which is still crazy.
Yeah, they love J.A. They love him.
Number 10, surprise of the year, the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Number 11, without their starting quarterback, the Cleveland Browns.
Here it comes.
Number 12, your 13-time world champion, Green Bay Packers.
Nice job, old
Number
boy.
12. Nice. One below them, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
At the end of this season, if the Green Bay Packers run the table and go 8 in a row, where can they max out? 6?
I was going to say
5.
Eight. I think 8.
Cuz they finish 11-6.
Dude, if they win 8 in a row,
I think they're top 5.
I think so too.
Well,
eight in a row?
San Francisco, Philadelphia are going to be ahead of them.
Huh?
Miami or whoever
Philly
the
loses.
Seed.
Slow your
Philly
roll
loses
here
to
on
the
Philly.
Seahawks.
Dallas will be ahead of them.
Philly loses this weekend. People are going to start doubting because they won't be the division winner then. Dallas, I believe, has their tiebreaker if they end up winning this game this weekend. And if Philadelphia is not the one seed, I will say this loud and clear.
Oh.
If they don't get the all-important one seed overall, they
Most
ain't
important.
Going back to no Super Bowl. San Fran can do it without it. I actually think Dallas could. Dallas needs to get the one seed. San Fran is the only team in the NFC that does not need the one seed to go to the Super Bowl. That's my proclamation.
So do we feel like 12 is the right spot for our local club?
Right now? Yep.
I would put him ahead of Cleveland.
Really good spot.
Cleveland's trending the wrong way with a backup quarterback. Packers are trending the right way.
Joe Flacco.
I'd put him 11.
Couch.
Yeah, but it ain't all about it's not all about Trent. Trend is important, but it's not 100% Trent.
No, ask Florida State. It's all about how have you looked the last couple of weeks.
And if your quarterback's healthy.
The Cleveland Browns are Florida State. The Green Bay Packers are Alabama.
You know, you wonder if Florida
That's
State
actually
had
pretty
a
good. Hey, I thought we bowled this. State had
bow.
You brought it back up. I didn't. You guys untied the bow. I don't want to untie the bow. But if Florida State would have been smart, they would have not said that it was a season-ending injury. They would have said he's out 2 to 3 weeks. Or he's out for sure for the next 2 weeks, but he's going to probably be back. Straight up lie to the committee. Because you know what? The committee lied to them. Why not lie back to them?
Wow.
Because a double lie actually equals the truth. Or is that not?
No, that's not quite how that works. But okay. Your point is well taken. The truth does not set you free. The truth sends you to like the, what are they playing in? The Citrus Bowl?
Orange Bowl. Yeah, Orange Bowl or Citrus Bowl or something. Yep.
Yeah, that's a tough break. Well, Tausch, you can watch Florida State in the Citrus, Orange, Blue Bonnet, whatever bowl they're playing in, while you're sitting at Fortrea earning some big-time money by doing one of their BMI studies and making about 14 grand out of it.
Absolutely. You want to get to that bowl game? You want a little spending cash for Tampa? Well, if you do, Fortrea's got you covered. Healthy adults ages 18 to 60 with a BMI of 18 to 32, a study with two stays totaling 15 nights. You can make yourself $13,820 plus another $300 per qualified participant. They also have a trial where they're looking for healthy males and females ages 18 to 55. Females must be of non-childbearing potential. Body mass index of 18.5 to 32. One stay of 9 nights, you grab yourself a quick $4,055. Go to Fortrea Clinical Trials. That's Fortrea, Fortrea, clinicaltrials.com.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Keeping it with those ESPN NFL Nation power rankings for a moment, because they always put the little blurb in Domovsky and the, and the folks covering their respective teams. I was intrigued by this one this week. The most pleasant surprise for all 32 NFL teams this year. What would you say, or if you haven't seen it yet, what would you think?
I have not seen it.
What do you think Bold Bob Doboldski identified as the most pleasant surprise for the Green Bay Packers thus far this season?
It's Jordan Love, and it's not close. That's the most pleasant surprise.
What if I told you it's not Jordan
Joe
Love?
Joe Barry's defense. Joe Barry's defense.
I'd say Rob didn't want to take the low-hanging fruit. That's what I would tell you.
Low-hanging, yeah.
Jason knows his guy. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry, identified by Rob Domovsky as the most pleasant surprise. Would you say Joe Barry has been a pleasant surprise this year?
No.
Well, has he been a pleasant, not the most pleasant, has he been a pleasant surprise? Would you describe him that way?
He's been a
incredulous.
He's been pleasant, because what pleasant means is the defense is doing what we expected it to do. That's why.
Nicely done.
Veteran group.
Really well done.
Now, if you want to say, well, he's got a bunch of young players, the defense has kept him in every game, but I think two. Teams aren't getting big plays. Outside of the Detroit first time around, teams have not put up a ton of points against this group. Joe Barry's defense has been good, but it was expected to carry the load early in the season. We shouldn't be shocked by Joe Barry's group being good. That just tells you how little people think of Joe Barry.
That just summarized the reality of the defense for the Green Bay Packers and the job that Joe Barry holds. They're not a dominant defense by any stretch. But the low-hanging fruit, the low-hanging bar, is that this would be a very pleasant surprise that they don't stink. Isn't that what he's saying? That's what Rob's saying.
Yes.
I mean, we'll talk to him on Friday, but that's what that means. And I don't disagree with him that it's a pleasant surprise, because, let's be honest, we did the run it back spiel after Matt LaFleur just announced he was going to be back a day after they lost. Like, it is a little bit of a... It is surprising that they don't completely stink, because those are our expectations. So I'm okay with that. But you're right. Jordan Love's the right answer.
Whoa, Nelly!
Didn't want those raspberries.
I like raspberries. Power rank your berries. Next on Will the Attach.
Low-hanging fruit. In-season tournament quarterfinal tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the New York Knicks at Fiserv Forum. With a win, the Bucks would advance to Vegas to play the Indiana Pacers in the semifinals Thursday, with the championship Saturday night. 1 to 10, how in are you on the in-season tournament, old T? 10 being super in, never been more invested in anything in your entire life.
Okay, 7.5. This has been really good for the NBA.
Really?
This has been really good. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's because the players care. The players care.
And why?
Players
do they
want
care?
To go to. Because they like money and they want to get a trip out to Vegas. There's a couple things, and they want to be able to win a trophy. So, in the grand scheme of things, I always try to tell you, athletes aren't that much different. We get treated a lot differently.
Yeah, you do.
But from a psychological standpoint, human nature always kicks in. Oh, you got a trophy? I want that trophy. Oh, you got a $500,000 payday? I want that $500K. Oh, we're playing on different courts to make it a little special? I want to win on that court. I want to send Boston's blank packing. That's what they did. So it means a little bit more. And this isn't a world championship to these guys. But if you don't think LeBron wants to win the first of this inaugural tournament, yeah, paying attention. You don't think Giannis wants to say, yeah, we got this tournament. And people might laugh 5 years down the road. The NBA has a regular season problem. People don't care.
Yeah?
Just like, I went down because I love tournaments.
That's why Fort you Myers went. Champions. That's not why you went to Florida.
Fort Myers champions. It was a big part of why we went. I wanted to go to the Bahamas a few years ago. Didn't work out. I want to see champions.
I wanted to take pictures of my thumb with people in the photo.
That was great. Championships matter. It doesn't matter if it's a preseason NIT, a Hawaiian outing, a Fort Myers chip, whatever. The players have bought into it, and that's why it's been successful.
The question, though, wasn't whether the players have bought in. The question was how invested you are, and you said seven and a half.
I bought in because the players have bought in, I'm buying in.
How many tournament games have you watched?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
How many
seven and a half
minutes?
Games seven and a half minutes of time I've watched. Okay.
All right.
Seven and a half.
So I correspond on a semi-regular basis with our Bucks buddy, our good friend Justin Garcia. I love that the Bucks play a lot during the drives that Maddie and I make to and from ballet, and so it's a great. I've become more invested in the Bucks. Despite the departure of Jrue Holiday, than ever before, because I'm listening to more games, I'm listening to Justin on his shows, etc., etc. But for me, I still don't understand the logistics of this tournament. I understand it's an in-season tournament. When they announced it, though, was I the only one who thought that they would take a two-week break from regular season games to play an actual, like, survive an advance tournament?
Nah.
Like, I never know when it's a tournament game or when it's a run-of-the-mill Tuesday game.
Look at the floor.
On the NBA schedule.
Look at the floor.
On the radio?
Yes. I'm sure Dave and Justin are painting a picture for you that the court is there. Oh, the beautiful red court in Miami.
They're
so blankety ugly. Blank. Yes.
All those courts are ugly. As someone who loves wacky basketball court designs,
Oregon,
they're all ugly. We got to do those different next year. Also, I think they should do more of a college basketball for next year.
A linear tournament.
For next year, they should have four. They should have like a Maui Invitational, an ESPN
event. Right corner.
Yes.
They should do the college volleyball.
Yes.
Thing. Lower left corner.
No, they should have a Maui bracket, a SoCal bracket, a Vegas. Or no, Vegas is still for the champion. So whatever, have four brackets, and then the winner of each bracket goes to Vegas, and they do the semis and the champion. That's my proposal for next year.
It's just hard to keep track.
Do one wacky court without all the craziness.
So I'm about a 2.5, not a 7.5, from Mr.
Yeah,
in-season.
Get out of here.
Mr. In-season tournament over here.
Whoa, Nelly!
I also texted Justin
Garcia
the other day.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I will never forget the Fort Myers championship. I'll never forget.
It's because you saved that SMU guy from breaking his leg. You made a difference in that young man's life.
I will never forget the Fort Myers. I don't care if Wisconsin doesn't win against Marquette. I don't care if they don't make the tournament.
Look at this
montage. I will never forget the Fort Myers championship.
Remember the Alamo, remember Fort Myers, remember Tausch's
thumb. Oh, my God. There's my crew.
Photos.
There's my Coors Light, Wilde, Tausch crew.
Whoa, Nelly.
My guys.
They live on.
That's my crew.
They had no idea what they were signing up for when they said they wanted to
have it. People were having
did they sign
their
leases
down there at Fort Myers. They did not, no.
One more quick one here. Alabama backup quarterback Tyler Buckner has entered the NCAA transfer portal.
This is a good story.
As a lacrosse player. He was one of the highest recruited lacrosse players coming out of high school. Decided he wanted to play quarterback at Alabama. That didn't go so well, so now he's transferring, and he wants to pursue the lacrosse dream. Tausch, my question for you is, if you had a former teammate who entered the transfer portal to play a different sport, who would have been and what sport would they have gone to play?
Oh, what a great question.
It Jason would have been, and this is not.
No, this is not because I just saw the greatest billiard shot of all time.
Oh, my God.
Corey
yes,
Hall,
it is.
Corey Hall and or Matt Flynn to leave the pros to go shoot pool. They played a lot of pool and took a lot of people's money shooting pool. They'd go play professional billiards. That would be my pick.
Wait a minute. The last, did you say?
That is such a lame answer.
Okay, yeah, it's totally weak. But I'm more confused. So you sent me Larry the Cable Guy tweeting a video of a still alive lobster escaping shrink wrap. Where is this billiard shot?
No, it's on Twitter. I didn't send it to you. It's on tweets.
It looks made. By the way, it looks like it's made up. I think you got God.
No, it would be. It may be, but it's the most incredible shot that I've ever seen. It's just that good.
I don't think it's possible.
But he just did
is
it.
Jason watching it now?
The robots
am,
maybe did it.
I am watching it. So the dude, for those
he played great
real.
Defense. He played great defense to block the eight ball. And old boy gets it to ride the rail, spin around, and come down, and then spin off, knocking the eight
this
ball
isn't
in without
real.
Scratch.
No this way. Is, this
I,
is.
If it is.
This is
if
doctored
it is,
video.
It's the greatest. But if it's the greatest billiard shot in the history of billiards, if it is real.
Okay. Jesse will reshare it from the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed, because Lord knows that shot. Inez Ozen Inezerator, who has posted this, needs more attention for his photoshopped video.
So you're positive that that's fake?
No, my opinion is that it's fake.
I'm positive okay. It's fake.
I don't know that. I have no evidence that it's fake other than
I don't either.
It looks fake. What is not
it's
fake?
It's unbelievable.
565 goes with their gut. Why can't we?
That's why it's unbelievable, because it's fake. What is not Probably. Fake is our great partnership and your great success ever since you switched to only picking three things with Prize Picks.
Yeah, Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy, and Jason's right. A lot more success when I went three, but you can go 2 to 6 players. And, you know, if you go 6, risk-reward, people, you go 6 players, you get 25X on your money. You're not competing against me or anybody else. And now you got the NBA in-season tournament. One of my favorite, outside of the Fort Myers Classic, I probably have to say this is my favorite. And the NBA has it. I don't know if they have billiards. I don't see that. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. You got Euro basketball. You got NASCAR. You got everything you could possibly want. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com today. First-time users, you put in the promo code WI. You get that 100% match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com today.
We'll wrap things up with Mr. Tournament.
What a great shot at Gilmore there, huh? You thought that was fake, too. In fairness, y'all thought that was fake, and that was
no,
not.
No, I just thought Sarah
no,
took
I just,
it.
Correct. We thought it really happened. We
she
just
didn't.
Thought that Sarah
OT
took it with her for the camera. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Our MVT, most valuable tweeter, Matt Kunin. But first, Tausch has to remind us about his love of Tito's, another tea.
Oh, you saw it yesterday. I had my Tito's scarf. I had a Tito's after the big win against Kansas City with a little cranberry. You can go with the low-hanging fruit, whatever fruit you want. But go to Tito'sVodka.com today to find those cocktail recipes crafted to be savored responsibly.
All right, Jesse, what was that tweet that we got from our MVT before we say goodbye about in-season tournaments?
Kunin says there should be an app on your phone that when you're listening on the radio to the in-season tournament, it changes the color of your floor of your car so it looks like the court. So
that's
you can
a
tell
really
the
good idea.
That's
a smart idea
difference.
By our MVT.
Yeah. All right, that's it for us today.
Guys, yeah. I know the pool shot's fake. Stop.
You
coming
did
out.
Not.
I don't. Oh, hey, Truman. Admit that you were fooled, Truman.
I said, if this is true, it's the greatest shot I've ever seen. And I agree with that statement.
Because you made it. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.